From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Recovery efforts are underway in the Samoas following the powerful earthquake and tsunami that killed more than 150 people there on Tuesday. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen has more.
Many Samoans spent the night camped up in the hills, afraid to come down to low-lying areas for fear of another devastating tsunami. The south side of Samoa and American Samoa bore the brunt of the tsunami, with entire villages and seaside resorts swept away. Dr. John Adams works at a hospital in Samoa's capital, Apia.
Normally you think of Samoa as a tourist destination, but what happened yesterday reminds me of what I see on TV in those war-ravaged countries in the Middle East or somewhere like that.
President Obama has declared American Samoa a disaster area and has begun sending help from Hawaii. New Zealand and Australia are leading the relief efforts for Samoa and Tonga, which was also hit hard by the tsunami. Both countries have sent planes filled with medical supplies and search and rescue teams. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
At least 200 people have been killed by a powerful earthquake that rocked Indonesia Thursday morning. It struck about 150 miles south of the epicenter of Wednesday's deadly earthquake. First Lady Michelle Obama is in Denmark, hoping to convince Olympic officials to hold the 2016 Summer Games in Chicago. Speaking at a reception sponsored by Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, Mrs. Obama said her hometown will be a prime venue for the Games.
They'll be 15 minutes from any competition site that they'll be able to walk, ride, or bus to some of the greatest cultural offerings that this nation, that this world has to offer.
President Obama is expected to join the First Lady in Copenhagen on Friday. Chicago is competing against Rio de Janeiro, Madrid, and Tokyo for a chance to host the 2016 Olympics. The military leader of Guinea has called for a United Nations-backed fact-finding panel to probe the killing of more than 150 opposition protesters on Monday. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports.
Opposition supporters were shot dead or bayoneted by troops in Guinea, some said to be from the Presidential Guard. Many survivors, including women, were rounded up, beaten, raped, and sexually violated. The violence has drawn international condemnation of Guinea's military government and the threat of sanctions from the African Union. While promising a UN investigation into the killings, the military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, also called for a government of national unity. This gesture of reconciliation is unlikely to appease his political opponents, who are demanding that Camara must go now, 9 months after he swept to power in a coup hours after the death of Guinea's veteran military president. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 29 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index was down 1 point. This is NPR News. General Motors has announced that it will phase out its Saturn division. GM says the deal to sell the division to Penske Automotive Group has fallen apart. Penske could not find a manufacturer to supply Saturns to dealerships after a contract with GM runs out in 2011. The announcement came as GM and Chrysler officials met with dealers and lawmakers about plans to close around 3,000 dealerships. Congress is considering legislation to prevent those closures. Six federal agencies will help California craft a plan to address a water shortage that's causing hardships in the state's urban communities and on farms. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more from Modesto.
The announcement regarding help from the Obama administration came during a meeting state representatives had with Interior Department officials in Washington. The administration is asking one agency, the National Academy of Sciences, to look at alternatives to protecting an endangered fish in California's Delta region. Water pumped from the Delta has been curtailed at the behest of a federal judge. Sarah Wolf, a spokeswoman for a Fresno area water district, welcomes the federal assistance.
We don't believe that this will resolve the problem overnight, but at least if we start moving in the right direction, we can see some progress. That would be helpful.
The administration wants California to do more. Federal officials are urging Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to call state lawmakers into a special session to deal with the crisis. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Embattled Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis says he'll retire before the end of the year. In a letter to employees, Lewis said that his decision was his alone. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.